We did it right.
We did it perfectly.
Do you think people are getting that we're saying 3 million?
I don't think they're getting it. No.
I don't think they're getting it.
Yeah. I think, do we need to explain it?
No.
Let's I don't know if you know this, but Brett sent us an email saying he edits them so that you can hear 3 million.
Wow.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
We did not give permission for that.
We didn't give him our email addresses. Where did he get them?
How does he know who I am?
I don't know.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Freedom Threemium.
That's right.
And this is obviously this little spin-off show of Threedom where I'm Scott.
I'm Paul.
I'm Lauren.
And that's only on Threemium are we these characters. This is where we answer your voicemails. And of course you can leave us voicemails at hagclaims8.
It's great. .com.
And don't go on the phone trying to dial that.
Hagclaims8.com.
Hagclaims8.com.
That's a website where you leave us a voicemail.
It's such a good website.
It's so good.
There's so much to do there. Leaving us a voicemail.
Yeah. Enjoy our gallery of the one button you can click on.
It's it couldn't be simpler. I think it was beautifully designed by whomever did it.
Yeah.
It's elegant in its simplicity.
Truly is. And it's terrible if you want something complicated.
I'm just doing something.
Yeah. Lauren's going to plug in her, you can't call it a computer, but I guess it's an iPad that she put a little fun.
You can't really call it a computer.
Because it doesn't really compute anything.
No, iPads do not compute.
No.
No, iPads do not compute.
Compute. All right. So we're going to listen to some voicemails that you, the listeners, have left for us. So are you guys ready? Do you want to listen to this one?
I'm ready, and I do want to listen to it.
All right, here we go. Why wouldn't we at this point? You know what I mean?
Why are you stalling?
Just press play. What are you so afraid of?
Because it will not load. All right, here we go.
It will not load.
Hey, Freedom Gang. My name is Chris. I'm in Kentucky.
Hi, Chris.
And I was just listening to you all talking about losing teeth and getting baby teeth out. And you were asking if you ever did the thing of like tying a string to the door and getting a tooth out that way. Well, with my 7-year-old, who just recently lost a couple of teeth, she tied dental floss to her tooth and then to a remote-controlled car. And she drove the car away from herself and pulled out a tooth.
Oh, my God.
She did this twice on 2 different teeth. It was really cool to watch. And I have a video. Hit me back if you want to see the video. Okay, thanks, bye.
Hit you back?
Do you think this guy's lying about the video?
You know what? I can imagine it.
No video. So I bet he has never even shot a video.
We're supposed to hit him back, and then he scams us.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. That video will play on, you know, it's like if you put your social security number into a note and send it to me.
Scam.
Yeah.
This guy is, he's not even named Chris, I bet. I bet he's something like Christopher or something.
Ugh.
Ugh.
He might not even have a kid.
He might not even
If he does have a kid, I bet they don't have teeth.
Well, you know what? I love that story, though. I love the ingenuity there expressed by the
ingenuity. He's like a real ingenue.
Itty. That was a wonderful story.
Do you think that there are fish that are good fathers, like in Finding Nemo, where they care about
their... I think that about nature all the time. Like, is there a maternal instinct? I guess... They always put it on animals, but I think they would kill anyone for a potato.
They don't. It's funny that they protect them when they're little.
Right.
And then
they're like, you're on your own, bitch.
Like, yeah, get out of here. What are you still doing here?
Yeah. I don't want to be around you.
Like, cats don't live together forever.
Yeah. I think that about, like, sometimes I was like with our dogs, I was like, would it be, because we know where some of Georgia's siblings are, would it be fun for them to see each other?
I don't think it would mean anything.
I know.
Not to be a downer.
I remember River Butcher once posting, you know, River has a dog named Murph, who is a funny little guy.
Short for Smurf or Murphy?
Short for Smurfy.
What? Yeah, that's really
it's
short.
It's a double short form.
Oh, no.
And one time he posted a picture of the dog with another dog that looked kind of like him. It just said, Murph's mom. So the dog went and visited his mother.
I mean, if I knew who Franny's mom was, I would connect.
I would definitely want to see, like, is there any sort of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Franny was taken from a... basically a person left like a bunch of puppies at a dog groomer, in like a...
Like, hey, groom big, these for me. Paint, bye!
Paint bucket. Hey, you want to groom eight puppies?
And then they were just free. Wow. So they were all right there at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we, through Instagram, I believe, we know who, because of how we got Georgia. So we know all of, and she was originally called Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, that's really, you should have kept that.
And they were all named after cereals. So, but we know where some of them are. I'm always like, would Georgia care at all? Would it remember? I
was
don't know.
One named Grape Nuts?
Mucilix.
Grape Nuts is a funny name for a dog because their nuts kind of are.
Mucilix. I think it's muesli.
Huh?
Muesli?
I heard it on cereal. A game show, The Floor, last night. Mucilix,
I think, is what?
Mucinex.
Yeah. That's not a cereal.
They pronounced it.
You could eat a bowl of it, though.
But you are right. It's muesli. But it has an X. No, there is Mucilix. Mucilix.
Mucilix.
Mucilix.
Okay.
So you're watching The Floor.
I've seen a couple episodes of The Floor.
You can't stay away.
Who hosts
I'm on it all the time.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe?
I know.
Why are fucking...
You're rich already. You don't need
it. If you're an actor, just do that.
Just act. Just act. You're great at it.
Jesus Christ.
You're one of the best.
If you're already famous, you can't be a game show host.
You should be hosting The Floor.
Yeah.
I would host the shit out of The Floor.
Yeah.
I'll host the ceiling. You get the walls.
All right. To the window.
3 hours of power.
Yep. 3 hour block. Yeah. And they're the exact same show.
After an all new floor, watch the walls.
I want to host a game show.
Okay.
I can see you hosting a game show.
I'm just
you're on enough of them.
I feel like I'm proving that I can play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choke.
I don't think you can host.
I'm going to joke. I'm going to joke.
Hello, players. I'm going to joke.
It's the first game show that features no editing.
Just coughing for 5 minutes straight.
I'm serious. I have this. I do think I still have this pregnancy rhinitis thing. It's like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. I'm also eating a Ludens right now, and I just discovered on the back they have watermelon. I bet that's so fucking good.
Well, watermelon in general, or because it's a cherry Ludens.
Because wild cherry Ludens are classic, and they're so good.
Classic.
But then watermelon, I'm like, that's probably so good. That's a great candy.
I've never thought about the watermelon cherry combo before. Watermelon cherry.
It's not a combo.
Watermelon cherry.
I'm just like, I've never thought of that combo. I wonder what it would be like.
I wonder if anyone's ever thought of it.
Oh my God. No one's thought of it.
Patent it.
What if it sucks?
Still, we'll own it.
Okay. You know what is good? Sparkling water. Yeah. I discovered.
Hmm.
Oh, you both don't like it.
No.
Trader Joe's, whatever. Who cares?
Just their brand?
Yeah. Or do they call
have good combos?
Do they call it like Trader Neptune?
No.
Probably Trader Neptune. No.
I think it's just Trader Joe's.
Trader Poseidon?
They phased out Trader Jose. And
where they stopped,
right?
Where they stopped like making everything appropriation or something.
Yeah.
Seems like a good idea.
I miss it.
It seemed very mild in terms of
I thought
of
it was just kind of
to
in
be
fun.
Upset by.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of just, it's just
but
whatever.
It's not for us to say.
They didn't like, it's not for us to say, but they did not have like stereotypical drawings or anything on their packaging. It was just like, get it?
Get it? It's like
Trader Joto because it's pasta sauce.
I think they still do that.
You think they still do Trader Joto?
I sort of think they do.
Only the white countries.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the last to fall.
This woman posted.
Trader's fan.
I saw this like People magazine article yesterday that was like some celebrity or actress or something was like staying in a hotel and she ordered room service. And then her husband later was like, was in like the food area of like, you know, where they have the buffet in the morning or something. And there was like a communal fridge. And then he saw that the stuff that they ate was like frozen Trader Joe's meals. They had ordered carbonara or something. And it was like or cacio pepe. And it was like,
wow,
literally what was a frozen Trader Joe's.
Wait, why would that be stored in the common area?
They were just piles. They had all these like tikka masala, like all these different like frozen.
This sounds so good.
But was that not a thing that you could buy and you could heat up in your room perhaps?
No, she ordered it. It was called like Calming Cacio e Pepe. And then it was $20 and it was a $4 bag of.
They charge you $16 for the heat.
I'm suspicious of this.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of this story. I feel like you're lying to us and I don't know why.
Maybe I am.
Because you know how some hotels you can get like microwavable meals in your.
It's not.
Okay. Okay.
But they didn't reveal the hotel. That's the part I was suspicious of.
And this was a celebrity?
I had never heard of her. I don't know.
You never heard of her?
And the husband was the bloodhound in this instance.
They showed a picture of the room service being revealed, and they showed a picture of the stuff in the fridge.
And it was the exact same. Mm-hmm.
But they said the presentation was really good, and it was good.
So were they complaining?
But no, because the hotel claimed to have all handmade, you know, all in-house.
Someone's hands made it.
Creations.
It's so true.
You know, God, maybe.
You don't think a machine made that lamb vindaloo from Trader Joe's?
Boy, man, if machines could make, like, be chefs, like David Chang, right?
Yeah. Chang bot.
Just suddenly there's Chang bot.
You just want him to be a machine?
No, but I mean, he's so good at it, right? But what if you could just, like, program a machine with all its parts to do exactly what he would do?
Definitely seems better to have it be like robots and stuff.
Yeah, and I'd buy a David Chang bot.
I'd buy a David Chang bot.
I would buy David Chang.
Well, how much are they?
They're $50,000.
Oh,
but still, like, amortize that 3 meals a day?
Yeah.
Would you buy David Chang if you could?
No, I would not buy a person.
Really?
Yeah. If I could, I wouldn't. Just putting
that's why you're so great.
Putting that on record. Yep. I would not buy a human being.
I appreciate you, Paul.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah. So congrats to that little girl, Chris's daughter.
Yeah.
I think she's
amazing.
Hope
you got, were those adult teeth or baby teeth she did that with?
It sounded like baby teeth.
Yeah. I hope it wasn't her adult teeth.
Because the child was 7, I think.
It would hurt a lot more if it was your adult teeth.
Well, if you want to hear your, you know, whatever that was.
If
on
this
the show
inspired you, why don't you give us a call at the website hagclaims8.com?
And you go to so many websites a day. Why not visit this one at least 3 times
Jesus
today?
Jesus Christ. You go to the same 5 websites every goddamn day. Mix it up.
Go to this one for once in your life.
Yeah. There are so many websites that you don't even go to.
You know how when you're on your phone and you go through your 3 apps that you look at and then you go back to the first one again and you feel disgusted?
Just go to Hack Claims 8, throw that in the mix.
Yes. Should be an app.
Oh my gosh.
If we don't have an app by the time this episode comes out,
what are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
I'm gonna leave a message right now on Hack Claims 8.
Yep.
Saying make it an app.
make this an app, bitch. All right. Well, you're both on your phone, so I guess that means we're ending this. Goodbye.
Bye.